5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's the newest thing my husband and I fight about.
What's that?
Do you trust Waze or do you trust your gut when you're on a road trip?
You cannot do that. Certain areas of the country, you can go with your gut, but certain other areas of the country, you have constantly got to have updates. What happened?
It's Anna and Raven. So, yeah, we were heading down to Maryland this past weekend, and we're on, there's traffic, of course.
Of course.
There's always traffic.
And, and when you're going somewhere, the anxiety is always so much higher because you want to get there immediately. The kids are in the car. It's not fun.
Right. So we're going over the GWB, and there's a discrepancy on what Waze is saying to do.
Oh, boy.
Versus what I believe we should do.
Oh,
versus
gosh.
What he believes we should do.
Who's actually driving the vehicle?
My husband.
Okay.
Right. He thinks that he's a better driver than me. It's questionable. I don't actually agree with that. But it always comes down. So he goes, I don't think I should trust Waze. I think I should go the way that I know.
Oh,
he knows,
boy.
Like some weird back. I don't know what he does. And I go, no, Waze is a computer robot that knows everything and
would never
brain,
guide us wrong.
Why?
All right.
Right.
Waze loves us. They want us to be successful.
And then I make a mental note of the time that Waze says that we'll get there.
Right.
Because if we get there 1 minute later.
Oh, you're just going to be like, told you.
I told you. So.
Right.
Waze
That doesn't sound supportive, by the way. That's not a supportive partner, all right? That is an adversarial partner.
But there's nothing worse than when you think you know the faster way, but Waze or Google Maps,
right.
I should say, also is telling you a different way. What do you do in that situation?
Well, I've made the mistake before of ignoring it. So I'm not a Waze guy. It's got too many icons and the heads and stuff that pop up. I can't understand all the little, like, cartoonish type things that pop up on it. So I'm just a Google guy, all right? But I use Google Maps wherever I'm going all the time. And I have made the mistake before of ignoring it for a minute because you look ahead and you're like, that doesn't make any sense. And you see no problems. Mm-hmm. And then you're stuck there for 2 hours. So now I put it on no matter where I'm going. And I'm a person that remembers directions.
Yeah.
So I can't stand when people just have their GPS on with no directions. But now I get it because if you're driving in those places, like, you need those real time updates, man.
And nothing makes me more crazy than when he stops paying attention for 30 seconds and he misses the exit.
And I'm like,
you just added 7 minutes. You just added 7 minutes to our time because you didn't follow the directions.
Normally, in the grand scheme of things, 7 minutes would be nothing.
Oh, no.
Nothing. But when you have a counter counting down in front of you, it's like a game show and you know he's lost.
And a 19-month-old toddler behind you screaming and
throwing
things at your seat.
Yeah.
Every second counts.
I mean, especially if you're doing your best to sound just like her.
Right.
When you pull into the parking lot, they're like, told you!